international students continue to face uncertainty even after the Trump administration rescinded rules requiring them to take on-campus classes this fall.
We had spent a lot of money for me to be here.
That's Sina Taibati, an Iranian graduate student at Northern Illinois University. I'm Dana Vollmer in for Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies. Whether it's work or play, On Deck is your local source for community happenings brought to you by local partners. Pekin Insurance and Unland Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unland.com and pekininsurance.com.
Today is Friday, July 24th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. A Peoria-based nursing home operator has accepted $20 million in loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. As Ryan Dunham reports, that's about 200 times the average amount for a program designed to help small businesses.
Peterson Healthcare is one of the largest nursing home operators in the U.S. Its facilities include Bloomington Rehabilitation and Healthcare Center and other nursing homes in El Paso, Farmer City, East Peoria, and Peoria Heights. Peterson and affiliated companies were approved for as much as $57 million through 53 separate PPP loans. That's according to data released by the U.S. Small Business Administration, or SBA. Ultimately, Peterson accepted only $20 million in PPP loans. That's the maximum allowed under the SBA's limit for so-called corporate groups. But even that is high relative to other borrowers. The average loan amount for businesses in the Tri-County and Bloomington-Normal areas was $86,000. The national average was $100,000. In a statement, Peterson executives say the company is really comprised of a bunch of small businesses, all of those running nursing homes located in small communities all over Illinois. Peterson says it did qualify by meeting the SBA's alternative size standard, basically a maximum net worth and net income. So if PPP loan eligibility rules sound confusing, that's because they are. Here's Constantine Yanellis, Assistant Professor of Finance at the University of Chicago Booth School of Business.
The rules were very difficult to follow and opaque initially when the program was being rolled out.
Peterson says the coronavirus has put added financial stress on downstate and rural nursing homes, including adding staff cost and supply cost. Also blamed the state's low Medicaid reimbursement rates. Brian Lee is executive director for Families for Better Care, a watchdog group for nursing homes. He says, yeah, Illinois' Medicaid payment rate is lousy, but nursing homes are still cash cows. Lee says he's not surprised that Peterson received so much in PPP money.
They know how to again, maximize their profitability. They're experts at that.
The industry says even more government support will be needed to keep nursing homes from going under. I'm Ryan Denham.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Tri-County health officials confirmed 47 new COVID-19 cases Thursday. 12 are currently in the ICU, double the number of patients 24 hours prior. An outbreak of COVID-19 at the Peoria County Jail is also creating an overpopulation concern. Sheriff Brian Asbell says that's because in-custody transfers are temporarily on hold. The moratorium on water shutoffs for Illinois American Water customers ends in September, but the utility company says it will continue to work with those struggling to pay due to COVID-19. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. You're listening to WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The Trump administration rescinded an Immigration and Customs Enforcement rule mandating international students take some of their classes on campus or possibly face deportation. But Peter Medlin reports many international students continue to face uncertainty during COVID-19.
When he first saw the news from ICE, Sina Taibati thought it was all over. He might be getting deported back to Iran. He's a graduate student studying mechanical engineering at Northern Illinois University.
It was so terrifying for all of us, for me and for my family. We had spent a lot of money and we have invested a lot for me to be here.
During the spring semester, NIU had about 800 international students, mostly in grad programs. Many couldn't go home due to travel restrictions and others just couldn't find a plane ticket. International students stuck in the U.S. during COVID-19 have faced a host of other issues too. Some international students are struggling just to pay rent and groceries. They've had help from the university, mostly through a $500 emergency fund and some tuition reimbursement. Amin Rustai says some haven't seen their families in a long time.
I have to be here for 2 years without seeing my father, my family. It's a very sad story, but we have to overcome these hardships to get our degree here.
International students depend on their universities for much more than just education, work too. They have to work at their university. Many are graduate researchers and teaching assistants. Most grad assistant contracts ended in the spring, and jobs are sparse in the summer. Amin Rustai has a contract and has been working, but he says he still hasn't been paid. He was told his payment could be processed in mid-July, but he's not sure of it. In the meantime, students are dipping into already slim savings. And because of the sanctions on Iran, Amin's family can't even send him money. Sina Tayebati has no contract, but has still been working over 20 hours, handling meetings, and working on his thesis research.
I want to work on that, but at least we expect our advisors, or generally the university, to support us when we are working for the university without getting paid.
He's hoping to get a TA position to make money in the fall, but there's no guarantee. COVID-19 has also made life very difficult for international students who just graduated. Normally, they'll have 60 to 90 days to find a job, but with many being laid off or unable to find work, time is running out and their immigration status could be in jeopardy. Lisa Diedrich is the executive director of Network of Nations, a nonprofit assisting international students.
They have gone back to live with friends because that is their community. NIU is their community.
Diedrich is calling on Illinois lawmakers to help extend that time called optional practical training. She says in a perfect world, they'd give students until the end of the year. Tayebati says the whole situation, especially the ICE deportation threat, is tragic for international students who can already feel isolated in the U.S. It's still uncertain how many new international students will make it to U.S. universities when they reopen next month. I'm Peter Medlin.
You can hear more of this story on our website, wcbu.org. Before we let you go, Wildlife Prairie Park is holding a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the new Legacy Cabins at 11 this morning. The park is now taking reservations for the 6 lodges. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Dana Vollmer, in for Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies. On Deck delivers everything you need to know going on in the community each weekday morning. Brought to you by local partners, Pekin Insurance and Unlin Companies, your total insurance solution. More at unlin.com and pekininsurance.com.